I was talking to this flower with a lisp in its petal, and it said, "My petals are very curled. It isn't so bad, the sun I'm being shined on, and then they get all shadowed below. Do you know how to uncurl my petals?" I said I hadn't the faintest notion, being without petals, lefty inexperienced in such matters, but that I would be glad to inquire. "Would you please?" the flower implored. "And gladly," I said, "I will. Of whom do you ask of a matter so delicate? Such a personal matter for flowers." But as bold as you please, and as discreet as I could, I addressed Poppy I met. "Sir Poppy," I said, "a new friend of mine has asked me to inquire, how does one uncurl one's petals?" "Tell you I would, if only I knew, but might have never been bothered. I should say you should ask a rose or a pansy who are more troubled in matters like that." "Oh, thank you, sir," I shall indeed. "Can you suggest the nearest one?" "In the corner of the garden, below the big beech tree. Yellow roses there, might know." Well, on and on the query went, until I had asked about 20. And finally it happened, I was overheard by a spirit I couldn't see. "Kind sir, your labors are becoming, that the woe of a flower should be your concern, that you would so effortfully seek, may I say, it is our hope that the species get so acquainted, that such as you would try so hard in the interest of a flower, makes our hopes resurrect, and our interspecies conference would welcome your attendance." "Oh, but, I said, "you're still my friend the flower. He still needs to know just how to uncurl the petals shadowed on, and I cannot leave this duty." "Then, I have yet to disclose this method we have of needing such as you in order to open the negotiations between flowers and spirits and men. Come with me, kind sir, and see your flower friend yield." And so I did, and so he was. And I asked the spirit why the little friend flower had come to dismay and had been shadowed on so long when such as he could so quickly amend the condition in which he yielded. Flower voices are so faint, and flowers cannot walk, so when the loudness of life around keeps them from being heard, we find we neglect so many unheard, in spite of our diligent travel. The spirit friend, I understand, and I see it is so with me. Certain things I say, I can speak so faintly that I go on without being heard. Perhaps just now I could speak of my need and the matters which I have unheard. The spirit welcomed me, and even stopped and turned, if I can guess, for I still could not see, even though I could hear, my spirit friend's waiting ear. "Friend spirit, for long I have ache in my bowel, a grief no one can heal. The remedy I seek would be so welcome, the ease would free my body." And the spirit said, "I cannot help, but I know who can." And back we went to my poppy friend, and he told the poppy my story. "At once my friend spilled a seed into my hand, held open, and now it goes into the bowel, the remedy you need. And as sure, I was made well. And to this day I wonder how many friends we don't know we have, and how many needs we shouldn't."